This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
First, we have two questions about cosmology. Joe Carl asks, telescopes are looking back into the past. What happens when they can see light that is equal to or older than the age of the known universe? And John asks, what was the source of the cosmic microwave background radiation? Is the source still in existence and still generating radiation that will go on forever, or has the source disappeared?
So both these questions are related, so I thought I would discuss them together. The universe, when it first formed in the Big Bang, was very dense and opaque to light. About 400,000 years after the Big Bang, the universe became transparent to light, and the thermal energy in the universe was radiated into space. We observe that energy today in the form of cosmic microwave background radiation. When we observe this radiation, we're effectively looking at when the early universe was an opaque gas. We cannot see beyond the surface, which means that we also cannot see what the universe looked like when it was younger or what could have existed before the universe. Much of the gas that produced the cosmic microwave background radiation has now been transformed into stars and galaxies, and the rest of it is found in very diffuse intergalactic gas between galaxies. This means that the source that produced the radiation is still in existence in a way, but not really in its original form. As for the radiation itself, it will continue to propagate through space. Has already been redshifted by the expansion of the universe, and it will continue to be redshifted as the universe expands. Also, a small amount of the radiation will be absorbed by solid astronomical objects like planets, or it will be absorbed by interstellar gas, but most of the radiation will continue to propagate through the universe forever.
Next, we have a simple question that could be related to science fiction. A visitor at Blue Dot this year asked, how far away from the Earth would you have to be to look back and see dinosaurs?
So a light year is defined as the distance that light travels in 1 year, and it is equivalent to 9.5 trillion kilometers. The dinosaurs died 65 million years ago, so places that are 65 million light years from Earth would see the Earth at the time it had dinosaurs.
Can you say something else about this question?
Well, 65 million light years is equivalent to a location well outside the Milky Way galaxy and also outside the local group of galaxies. It corresponds to some place like the far side of the Virgo cluster.
Anything else?
So, in the spirit of Randall Munroe's book entitled What If, I also did some calculations to determine how large a telescope you would need to actually produce an image of a dinosaur at a distance of 65 million light years away that didn't look like a dot. In astronomical jargon, this is called resolving the object. The largest dinosaurs were the titanosaurs, which were about 40 meters long. To resolve an object that size at a distance of 65 million light years, you would need a telescope about 1 light year in diameter. This brings up interesting questions about how a telescope that large would actually work, but I will leave those questions for another time.
Thanks for that, Solomon George. And now, on to the feedback. We've had no feedback, but if any of you would actually like to send us some actual feedback, rather than just trying to sell us things. Please don't try and sell us things. We don't have any money. We've just bought a new studio.
Yeah,
you can send us feedback via the website at www.jodcast.net.
Twitter at twitter.com/jodcast.
On Facebook at facebook.com/jodcast.
YouTube, which we might eventually use, at youtube.com/jodcast.
Flickr at flickr.com/group/jodcast.
And don't forget, you can send us post the addresses on the website.
So, that is the end of the November Extra. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have all had a good time and learned some things about space and or just enjoyed Adam talking about
hot dogs.
I'm
hungry now.
Well, it's nearly lunchtime, right? It's always nearly lunchtime. So, thank you, Dr. Bernie Fanaroff, Dr. Rob Adam, and Ms. Miriam Mumba Nyamba, Mr. James Mbar Azam, Mr. Willis Odohimbo Obonyo, Dr. Alexander Kripoto Krimpono, Mr. Samson Mulandi Matonga, and Mr. Emmanuel Francis Okran for the interviews. The editors were Naomi Asamba Frimpong, Bin Yu, Tian Biesenthal, Hongming Tang, and Lizzie Lee. The producer was Naomi Asamba Frimpong. Until next time, jot on!